Good morning. It's 101.7 The Wave in the Bear Lake Valley's best mix of music. Joining us over the phone this morning is Liz Roberts, and Liz has been helping organize Drag Montpelier, a really cool event coming up this Saturday night, April 25th. Liz, thank you for your time to talk about this event. Really appreciate it. Let's start out by just talking about Drag Montpelier. Why was it that you decided to do this? I know you've really been the spearhead behind getting this event put together.
Yeah, thank you. So, it's been interesting. I mean, I think everybody in the world is kind of going through this event that is kind of scary. And, you know, people are reacting differently to it, and it kind of morphed over the last few weeks. But just last week, I had a lot of friends reach out to me, you know, calling, texting, just some family members even, who have really started to struggle because they're missing, you know, the human interaction. They're missing seeing people's faces, you know, seeing people have a good time and having a good time themselves. And anyway, I was just thinking, like, what can we do to kind of bridge this gap between actually being next to somebody and then still being able to share an experience, a community experience? And I just kept thinking about how we used to drag. So when I was in high school back in, you know, late 80s, early 90s, that was just what we did. And we were in our cars, and we weren't necessarily with other people, but we were with other people. And so I just thought, man, if we could bring this back, and even, you know, just till we get through the next few weeks, or, you know, who knows how long it's going to be. It might be a couple months or a few months, but anyway, if we could just bring that back and give people something to put on their calendars, something to look forward to, an excuse to laugh and, you know, wave and honk and just be together without sharing the same air.
Liz, I really love the idea and the concept and the reason behind it, just like you said. And one thing, as I've been learning more about the event, that I really like is that you're encouraging people to also support the local businesses. Of course, they've been hit extremely hard by this. And as part of this event, people might as well stop by and get some curbside pickup, or maybe hit the drive-thrus and make this an event that not only is good to get out in the community, but also support the community at the same time.
Absolutely. And I've even thought about, you know, the fuel that people will be using. So we're all going to gas up our vehicles. I know I'm not doing that very often anymore. So gas up our vehicles, hit the drive-thrus. You know, hopefully we can get the businesses to stay open a little bit later and really support, the community that way for sure.
Liz, and one thing I like about it is you do have some rules, of course, put in place with social distancing. Of course, the people in your vehicle have to be the people in your household, that kind of a thing. But one of the rules is to roll down your window and turn the radio up. And, you know, you talk about the kind of the pastime of dragging Maine and doing that in the community of Montpelier. And that was part of it, right? Windows down, radio up. And we're excited to be part of this as well. And we hope to have some fun music playing during that time Saturday night.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds so great. Well, I'm so excited to get the community kind of, you know, excited and looking forward to it. And then, of course, participate. And, you know, with our windows down and the radios up, hopefully we can just be yelling to each other from our cars and without having to, you know, breach that 6-foot barrier. So hopefully it will be great.
Liz Roberts joining us here on The Wave. Liz, if other individuals or other businesses want to partner with you or help put this together, what's the best way for them to reach out and get involved?
They could either message me on Facebook or they could give me a call, 818-641-9965. Or they could message me on Facebook. Like I said, it's Liz Johnson Roberts. And then I also created an event, Drag Montpelier, on Facebook, where they can reach out as well.
This Saturday night, Drag Montpelier, 8 to 10 p.m. Should be a fantastic event. Liz, again, thank you for your time. Anything we missed about this event you wanted to mention today?
So I guess when I first thought of promoting something like this, it was for my daughter. She's 17. She's very social. This has been pretty hard on her. And so that was my first inspiration, was like, we got to do something for these teens. But the more I'm talking to people, everybody's needing it. So I guess what I'm saying is, even if you're not a teenager, get the family van, put the kids in the back, roll down the windows, you know, moms, dads, older people, younger people, we just want to see everybody out there. But yeah, only the people you're quarantined with can be in your car, but it would be awesome to see everybody out there.
Liz Roberts with Drag Montpelier happening this Saturday night, 8 to 10 p.m. For more details, you can find the Drag Montpelier event on Facebook. It's all part of the Wave and the Bear Lake Valley's best mix of music.